You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's make some magic.
I'm Helen Mirren, and I have the absolute pleasure of being your host for this rather magical event.
And we're going gaga.
That's why this lady, I'm a tramp.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, November 26th through Sunday, November 28th. All right, it's time to start unwrapping this weekend's picks. And number five comes courtesy of Jimmy Fallon, Five Sleeps Till Christmas. This NBC animated special is based on the Tonight Show host's own best-selling children's book of the same name. Fallon narrates the story, which focuses on a boy whose own detailed holiday plans would rival those of Martha Stewart. The best Christmas tree, the perfect sled, the most delicious Christmas cookies. You get the picture. Here's a preview.
Five more sleeps till Christmas!
It's 5 a.m.!
Sorry!
That's me, and the clock was ticking. Five more sleeps till Christmas. Everything had to be perfect.
Gary!
As long as everything went exactly to my plan, this was going to be the best Christmas yet.
No! I'm ready for you, Christmas!
Ready for Christmas, but not for some unexpected house guests whose arrival upends his plans faster than you can rip the bows off of your biggest present on Christmas morning. But maybe that will end up being the best gift he could receive. You can see for yourself. Five Sleeps Till Christmas debuts Friday at 8:30 p.m. on NBC. This weekend's number four pick is part four of The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. And if you thought the first three parts were dramatic, you ain't seen nothing yet. Nicki Minaj is stepping into Andy Cohen's shoes as special guest host, and none of the ladies are prepared for her lines of questioning. For instance, Ashley is pressed about her messy behavior this season. Wendy is forced to confront new rumors about Eddie. The true nature of Giselle and Robin's friendship is called into question, and Nikki inquires whether some of the women married for love or for money. And if that weren't enough, Candace is caught off guard when Nikki challenges her to put her vocal skills to the test and presses the rest of the ladies about her single, Drive Back. Here's a clip from the episode.
On a scale from 1 to 10, before that video came out, how successful did you think the song was going to be? 10 being the most successful and 1 being Fliznop. Mia?
-2.
Karen?
From a place of hateration. Yes.
Place of honesty, sorry.
Place of hateration.
I thought it was a 9.
I never listened.
I thought it was a 9. It was
so you didn't
listen. I did.
Well, what were you playing when you was at the video shoot?
It was in the background.
Was it? Oh, you ain't paying no mind. It was such a whack song?
Ooh. Look, Candace can sing. It's a 9 for effort. It was 9 for talent.
That's not what I asked you, Gonzalez. That's not what I asked. We gonna get where we going, Gonzalez.
Okay. 10 meaning what?
10 meaning selling, going platinum, right?
Oh, okay.
How successful did you think the song was gonna be?
I really always thought it would at least be a 5 then.
Okay.
In that respect, a 5.
Okay, good.
The song has over 500,000 streams.
She's on the Billboard.
She's on Billboard?
Yeah, she's on the R&B Billboard.
Yeah, Nina she's Baker shot
number 24. Yeah, so that's what I'm giving us.
That chart, no, this is important.
R&B.
On R&B which chart? On iTunes or Billboard?
Billboard. Number 24 on iTunes, on R&B Billboard, number 4 on iTunes.
Okay. And how long has it been out?
Wow, the shade right there. Just kind of wondering, maybe should Nicki Minaj host every Housewives reunion? Sadly, the answer is probably no, but you can catch her moment in the sun on The Real Housewives of Potomac Sunday at 8 p.m. on Bravo. It's trivia time. Perhaps, maybe, you have forgotten by now, but back in 2013, Nicki Minaj was a judge for one season of what competition series? The X Factor, America's Got Talent, or American Idol? Stick around for the answer.
Number three.
Now let's heat things up with our number three pick, The Hot Zone, Anthrax. Daniel Day Kim and Tony Goldwyn lead a new season of the National Geographic series set in 2001, just weeks after 9/11, when anonymous letters containing anthrax are sent to multiple politicians and media outlets. Kim's FBI agent risks his career to convince his superiors that the U.S. is under attack again. Meanwhile, Goldwyn's microbiologist works closely with the FBI to track down the culprit, while his growing paranoia gives way to even more unnerving discoveries. Here's a preview.
America has many enemies. I'm here to warn you. An attack is inevitable.
I need a team at Capitol Hill right now.
FBI, stand and calmly exit the building.
We've got a full-blown bioweapons attack on our hands.
I need you to catch who did this.
Even in a vacuum, how do you trust someone with the safety of our nation?
I think you're letting all this get to you.
I just think something's amiss.
Inspired by true events, this six-part series is a gripping look back at a terrifying episode in American history. It all begins Sunday at 9 p.m. on the National Geographic Channel, and the series will also be available to stream on Hulu. With Thanksgiving behind us, hard to believe, it's time to start pulling out those Christmas decorations, if you celebrate anyway. And ABC is getting in on the action with the return of The Great Christmas Light Fight this Sunday at 9 p.m. As she gears up for another season of competing holiday displays, Judge Tanya Nyack took a moment to answer the question, what you watching?
Okay, I am so excited to tell you about my ultimate favorite show that I'm watching. And I mean, I have watched every single season of it. You would never believe that this would be my favorite show, but it is. It's called Alone. It started on History Channel, ended up on Netflix. That's how I saw it. It's about survivalists, extreme survivalists that go out into the Antarctic or Alaska, and they have a backpack on them, and they are running around in the wild trying to find food and shelter, and they're doing it all by themselves. They're spread apart. No one can find each other. And at the end of the day, the last person standing is the winner. You gotta watch it. I'm telling you, it is mind-blowing.
You know, Nyack is not alone in loving Alone. We've had it recommended here on What to Watch in the past. You can find season 7 streaming on Netflix and seasons 1 through 7 streaming on Hulu and Discovery Plus. Stay tuned. Our top 2 picks are coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Now in the
more about gelcoat.
When the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Continuing the running holiday theme of today's show, our soundbite of the week comes from the trailer for HBO Max's naughty Christmas series, Santa Inc., starring Seth Rogen as Santa and Sarah Silverman as an ambitious elf, the series isn't exactly sugar-coated, but it might be a Christmas treat for grown-ups. Here is our soundbite of the week.
Good news, sir. More American kids believe in you than they do in vaccines or the Holocaust.
That's great. I mean, disheartening for America, but great for us.
Wow, yikes. This is quite the counter-programming to all the syrupy Christmas specials entering rotation right about now. You can stream Santa Inc. starting next Thursday, December 2nd, on HBO Max.
Number two.
Now, Akio, this weekend's number two pick, Harry Potter Hogwarts Tournament of Houses. Dame Helen Mirren, who incredibly was never cast in a Harry Potter movie, is hosting this special competition series celebrating 20 years since the Harry Potter film franchise began. Fans will rep their Hogwarts houses in teams of three, going head-to-head in a contest of Wizarding World trivia. Each round's winning team will advance to the grand finale to determine who will take home the Tournament of Houses championship trophy, along with several Potter-themed prizes. Let's hope these contestants know their Bludgers from their Beezors and know we're not making those up. Here's a preview.
Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and Ravenclaw. They'll compete in a head-to-head trivia match about all things Potter. House versus house. Sophia, how Gryffindor are you?
I'm pretty sure I'm as Gryffindor as you get.
When you think of Ravenclaw,
Slytherins are
Helga Hufflepuff.
In a pool of dim light.
My heart is beating so fast, Helen.
Here's the question.
Defense against the dark arts.
Sirius Black.
Oh! Oh my god.
You think you know everything about the Wizarding World? Then boy, do I have a challenge for you.
As an extra treat for Potter fans, cast members including Tom Felton, Luke Youngblood, and more will make special cameos, as will superfans Jay Leno and Pete Davidson? Just call him the Wizard of Staten Island, I guess. The Harry Potter Hogwarts Tournament of Houses gets underway Sunday at 8 p.m. on TBS and Cartoon Network.
Number one.
This weekend's number one pick is a special one, as it features the last historic concert appearance by a music legend one last time, an evening with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Recorded over two sold-out nights in August at New York's Radio City Music Hall, the special features the two Grammy winners performing classics from the Great American Songbook. The two scored five more Grammy nods this week for their latest collaboration, Love for Sale, which is also Bennett's last album because of his battle with Alzheimer's. Though you wouldn't know it from this preview.
You take it, Tony.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater. Never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this lady, I'm a tramp.
Lady is a Tramp is one of the many jazz standards the two perform, both solo and together in this special. Luck Be a Lady, New York, New York, Fly Me to the Moon, and Anything Goes are also on the set list. When Lady Gaga appeared this week on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, she spoke about her special friendship and collaborations over the years with Bennett, starting with their 2014 album, Cheek to Cheek. Have a listen.
He is a remarkable human being. He served our country. He also marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He used to sneak Duke Ellington in the back of hotels to play jazz music all night long. His commitment to civil rights and to humanity is something that he has taught me from a young age to take with me in all that I do. I love him very deeply, and watching him begin his journey with Alzheimer's years ago, I remember I wanted to make good on a promise I made to him, because our album Cheek to Cheek went number one, and I called him and I said, hey, Tone, we're number one all over the world with a jazz record. And he goes, hey, lady. That's what he calls me. He calls me lady. hey, lady, we need to make it a Cole Porter record, all Cole Porter songs, and all love songs. And I said, okay, Tony, but you understand that we're number one all over the world. Yeah, 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 we gotta make a Cole Porter record. So I said yes, I always keep my word to Tony. And then a couple years later, his Alzheimer's just started to set on, and I said, let's go into the studio now, and we did. And when I tell you that when jazz begins, this man lights up in a way that is such magic, it just reminded me that anybody that has a family member or somebody that they love that's suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, music is magic. Music is a miracle.
You can see that magic when one last time, An Evening with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, airs Sunday at 8 p.m. on CBS. The special will also be available to stream live and on demand on Paramount Plus. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Back in 2013, Nicki Minaj was a guest for one season of what competition series? The X Factor, America's Got Talent, or American Idol? Dim the lights, here we go with the answer. It's American Idol. Minaj was a guest on the show's 12th season alongside Randy Jackson, Keith Urban, and famously, or infamously perhaps, Mariah Carey. Both Carey and Minaj departed the show after that single season. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.